Good morning. I'd like to welcome everybody, our visitors. If you're visiting with us, we're very glad that you came to worship with us here in Las Vegas. I know we've got one visitor, Robert Orr. He wins the prize for the farthest travel to get here. He comes to us from Canada. So I spoke with Robert a few weeks ago. He was telling me he was coming in. And Robert, do you need a ride back to where you're staying?
I can walk. It's not a big deal.
It's just right. Well, if somebody going by the South Point could drop Robert off, you know, it'd save him a couple of steps. Just get with Robert. He's sitting right there, and we'll save you a few steps. Robert's in town on a photography convention. So glad to have him worship with us. Good news, Brother Kent told me to thank everybody for the prayers and calls and so forth. On his behalf of his recent procedures, he's feeling well and doing great, and he thanks everybody for that. And also, Brother Garfield sent in a prayer request. He says, please pray for my daughters and Susie as they travel the Caribbean on a cruise. So far, they're not getting a lot of sympathy right now. But Garfield asked, may the Lord keep them safe on their journey and surround them with those that only have good intentions. Additionally, I seek prayers for our family as a unit, that God may have his way in all of our lives as well as ours. And signs it in Christian love, Brother Garfield. As many of you know, Brother Garfield is and Susie are going through some struggles right now. Keep them in your prayers. Keep Susie in your prayers. And we're here for you, Garfield, in any way we can assist you. But we'll keep the family while they're traveling. Glad you are here. Glad the people are watching online. We always have a number of people watching us online. Barbara, Joyce, and Sherry Bolden, and so forth. And then we've got our out-of-towners, the Lunsfords that watch us every week. We're glad that you're worshiping with us online. We're going to look today at the concept of looking back and looking forward. I'm sure we spend a lot of time ourselves doing both of those. Looking back, remembering, reminiscing, and looking forward for goals. Looking forward for new hopes in life. Looking forward to life. As Shannon's getting ready, Shannon and Preston are getting ready to have their first baby. It's things like that. We look back and we look forward. The passage that Kurt read today, Paul deals with that concept. And I'd like to read, I think he read verses 12 through 14. I'd like to back up and look at starting in verse 7. And if you wanted to read along, I'll be reading from Philippians 3, verse 7 through 14. I use the New King James translation. Paul writes, but what things were gain to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Paul addresses the concept of the looking back and looking forward. He's saying, don't look back on a few things. And it's easy for us to do. Don't look back on past behaviors, yours or others. A lot of times we're carrying what people did to us 30 years ago. And we're dragging that with us today. Or we're trying to drag with us what we've done a long time ago. And we're still facing it. We're still letting it affect us. And it's hampering us. It nags at us. And it festers. Those are some of the bad things. But you know what? Some of the good things. We don't want to ride on our laurels. I taught Bible class 40 years ago. Small question, what have you done since? Don't look back on past behaviors of others and of yourself. Don't look back on the false religious teachings that maybe you used to hold to, that maybe you used to grow up in, that has been a big part of our life, that grandma taught us. But it was wrong. And I will tell you this. If grandma would have known better, she would have wanted you to follow the right way. And definitely don't hold and look back on the traditions that man has come up with. In Hebrews 12, verse 1, we were reminded, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. We're to get rid of those things. Those things that maybe we were dragging with us for so long, to get rid of them so we can be effective in that race. Some things, not all things of the past, are bad. We can look back at lessons from the Old Testament that just reinforce what we believe as Christians. What was it, Galatians 3:24, that said that the old law was a tutor to bring us to Christ. Those are some things to look back on to reinforce our faith, to see God's plan unfold. Let's look at those things to look back and to see just how many times God has blessed our lives. Sometimes it's easy to get caught up with sitting down in the middle of the road with a pouty pity party, well, I'm going to eat worms. And just you know, go into that pity, that self-pity party. But if we look back at just how many things God has blessed us with, that's a worth looking back. The answered prayers. Look back at those. The prayers that we had prayed, diligently prayed, that He's answered. And I tell you, the answered prayers may not always be yeses. The answered prayers may be no. Thank you, God, for not answering that prayer like that. Thank you, God, for the maybe or not right now, later on. But to look back at the answered prayers, the encouragement we can get from looking back at the growth we've made, looking back that we always wasn't, we didn't stay at this level of maturity. We've grown. That's encouraging. And I think it was Dick, I think it was you that would always say about, you know, all the things we worry about that never came to be. Look back at all those racked up time we've worried that never, ever came to fruition. We can look back at some of those to make us better. Paul focused on looking forward. That was the focus of that passage with Paul, and it was the focus of his life. If Paul wanted to focus on the negative of his life, things he had done in the past, he would have never taken a step forward. If he wanted to focus on things that people had done to him, he'd have never taken a step forward. But Paul focused on looking ahead. In verse 12 through 14, and this was the passage that Kurt Ray says, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." That's his focus. I'm pressing on. And as Kurt mentioned, Paul wrote this from jail. What an encouragement when the Philippians would read this. You know, if you've got things in your life that you're kind of mowing about, and then you read this about Paul, it just kind of puts things in perspective. And you just kind of almost want to spank yourself for being down in the dumps, knowing what Paul was going through. Looking forward. A couple of things we look forward to. Our great reward. That upward call, as he called it. Our great reward, salvation. And looking forward for opportunities. Opportunities to serve. Not just in a visible way. We've had a number of men up here leading the table, serving, leading, singing, prayer. There's plenty of opportunities to serve. Are we looking for those opportunities? Paul says, I'm looking forward. One of the things he wanted to do was to serve, to attend. We've got, sometimes we overlook the privilege of being able to attend. In other parts of the world right now, people doing this very same thing are doing so under threat, physical threat. There are people right now watching us online that would love to physically be able to attend with their brothers and sisters. Let's look forward to that opportunity to be able to attend and to serve. I think back at the Old Testament priests, how they looked forward to the Sabbath service and their way of service all week. They were preparing. Friday night for them didn't creep up. And all of a sudden, oh my goodness gracious, tomorrow's the Sabbath. Boy, it's crept up on me. I got to start scrambling. They were preparing all week to be able to serve God in their worship service. Looking forward for the opportunity to help others. And ultimately, all those things, ultimately to glorify God. That is our sole purpose. That's why I hope why each of us have come today is to glorify our God, the Creator. I'd like to look at a few scriptures that kind of reinforce some of these thoughts. One of the most popular and well-known passages of the Bible, John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's one of the things that we're looking forward to, that great salvation. That God loved us enough to provide a way for us to be saved. Looking forward to that. In 1 Thessalonians 5, Paul would write, "For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ." That's a glorious thought right there. Let's look forward to that. That's one of the things that we are to look forward to, that salvation of ours, our great reward. The Apostle Peter wrote, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. That all the demonstration that we do through our lives, demonstrating our faith to God, the result of that, the end of that, is the salvation of our souls. Galatians 6:10, we've used this verse numerous times from the pulpit here here at South Valley, that Paul wrote, therefore, as we have opportunity, and I just want to pause there for a moment. I'm not sure if the emphasis is whether we have opportunity. It's opening our eyes for it because they're there. The opportunities are there right in front of us daily to serve God, to serve each other. But Paul says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. To not overlook anybody, but really keep in mind our brothers and sisters. Jesus would say in his Sermon on the Mount, a very, very popular used phrase, let your light so shine before men. And that's what we do. When we go into the world, our goal is to let our light shine. But Jesus says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. And what our whole goal is, that they will do and glorify your Father in heaven. That they will glorify God, and our works will glorify God. Everything we do. And in closing up, Paul would say, and that's the passage that Paul wrote in Philippians, in a lot of ways can be summed up here in 1 Corinthians 10:31. Paul says, therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. I'd like to read this one more time, third time's a charm. The lesson will be yours. Not that I have already attained, and I think we can put ourselves in that. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. The lesson's yours. As we go into this new week, let us not get bogged down with the things that are behind us, but let's press on and look forward to how we can serve God, serve others, and ultimately glorify God so we can receive that prize of the upward call of God. If you need to respond to the invitation, if you have not been baptized, we can accommodate you today. If you need to repent of sin, I urge you not to let another minute go by without repenting of sin in your life. If you need prayers of our congregation, your brothers and sisters will be glad to pray with and for you. Whatever your need, please stand as we're led in the invitation song.